Spellbound is a femtastical, actual play, Dungeons & Dragons podcast. It follows the adventures of Princess Thea, the human sorceress played by Lydia Miller.
I make you nervous.
Delalia, the elven ranger, played by Kelsey Botwinick-Caruza.
You're eating these nuts, Dashi?
Felix, the gnome fighter, played by Rebecca Munoz-Smith.
I just want to help this awkward teen.
It's so painful!
And me, your dungeon master, Emma Carter. Although we may look like a child-friendly podcast, Spellbound contains adult language and themes. See the content warning in the episode notes. If you're new to the podcast, or maybe you just need a refresher on what's happened so far, visit emmakcarter.com/story so far. You can also find a list of characters we've met and bios for the players and their player characters at emmakcarter.com/spellbound. Hello, listeners. Apologies for the delay in releasing this episode. Life is happening all the time, as I'm sure you know, and it requires a lot more attention now than when we were quarantining during the pandemic. Moving forward, especially as we continue through the holidays, I can't guarantee the same regularity we've had as far as episodes coming out every 2 weeks, but I will just do my best to keep them coming out as often as I can. To be fully transparent, it just comes down to me making the time and having the time to edit them. So because of work and because of the holidays and because we all finally get to like see people in person again, I haven't been spending as much time editing as I was before. Because this episode is a bit shorter, I'm not including a mid-episode break this time. Instead, I'll just remind you right now that you can reach us on social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at The Spell Pod. At this point, we are past the point of naming new characters for this arc, but we'd love to hear from you anyway. So if you enjoy the podcast, gently caress that share button and give us a shout out. Also, if you're looking for more awesome content, you can find Rebecca and me and Kelsey in various one-shots and mini-series on the Ghostlight RPGs Twitch channel. So make sure to check them out at Ghostlight RPGs. When we last left our heroes, they had just woken up from a well-deserved rest. Delalia and Prince Dashing were enjoying teasing Princess Thea about her crush on Kat. Princess Thea discovered that her new friend Perkins has a brother. And Felix brushed up on his owl speak. Will Princess Thea rally the courage to tell Princess Kat how she feels? We'll find out. I will see you in the story. And you rejoin your friends, Prince, unless you want to look for or do anything else.
I'm hungry and I want to flirt more, but not let anyone know that I'm flirting.
Yeah, but we don't know.
Shut up. I can be subtle.
Like a freight train.
You find your friends. Did anyone get a package of food for Thea?
Rude.
I'm just asking, did anyone? Okay.
Rude. No. We'll split it. Your brother is not going to eat all of that.
Yeah, you can have most of mine. I just really wanted to nibble on this this here mushroom. No, never mind. It's not a mushroom.
Bread.
This here, what's something that stays good
corn.
In the corn? I'm just eating this here corn.
Oh. No, I don't think it's corn. I don't think they have corn.
I'm eating these nuts.
You're making it worse.
You're eating these nuts, Dashi?
Dashing is eating
some dried lichen. That's fine.
No,
Dashing is eating not a piece of meat, but that would stay good in the wintertime if left in storage. Maybe it's bread. He's eating bread.
It could be like a really hard cheese or something, like something that like was like wrapped in like wax paper or something.
Putting a lot of thought into this rabbit's diet.
We have not. This rabbit, if he was a real rabbit, he'd probably be dead by now. Let's just be honest.
And he says, "Yeah, Delilah. I mean, not Delilah. Sorry, Thea. You can have a Thea. Hey, Thea. You can have mine.
Are you sure?
Yeah, my stomach is like the size of a coin purse.
I think it's probably smaller, but you're right. And thank you. I will eat this." And she takes it. And is Kat anywhere?
Kat is, she's looking at you and she waves and she says, "Aw, you look so cute. I mean, I know I saw you in that yesterday. Maybe that's weird. I just meant to say, hey, you're not in PJs anymore."
Subtle.
Which is obvious.
Thanks. Can I come? I'm gonna sit with, if that's cool.
Yeah. Here, we can, there's some benches over here.
Yeah.
We can just go over there.
Go to the benches. Cool. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's almost painful.
It's hard to watch. So, V, how does one go about becoming the bodyguard of a princess?
V is munching on some, like, jerky. And they chew, and they swallow, and they say...
Good. Yes, please.
My parents were members of the royal guard, so to say. They fought valiantly to protect the king and this village. Oh. They take another bite of their jerky.
So that's past tense. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah. They sacrificed their lives bravely.
Jeez Louise. Yeah. That happens to parents. So... Cool. You from here, like, originally, or are you from somewhere else, or?
I was born here.
Wow. Have you, like, visited other places, or?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, why do that?
Well, my job is to protect the princess, so if the princess is here, then so am I.
Princess gonna go on some visits, though. That'll be fun, right? We can all go together. It'll be, like, a cute, cute thing. Yeah. No, like a visit. Like a... Well, to be honest, once we resolve this whole situation, we could use some help. So maybe we'll see where we're at.
They nod. They're not like gonna, you know, argue with you. They just kind of nod and they keep eating their breakfast and they say, "What do your parents do?"
My mother is I don't want to say war leader, but like the leader of war.
Yeah, that tracks.
Yeah, and then my father is He really enjoys, my father really enjoys, like, keeping the house nice and educating people and hosting things.
Mm. So. And you?
Shepherds. We own a goat farm.
Nice.
Thanks. You said your parents died valiantly protecting the king. Like, do you guys have some, like, natural enemies out here or something?
They finish chewing their jerky and they sit for a moment and then they say, they kind of inhale and they... "We don't like to talk about it, but a while back, remember when I told you that I had a reason not to trust strangers? There were some people..." They kind of look around, like, to see if anyone's listening. "There were some people... They acted like they were a band of nomads just passing through, and we welcomed them in, shared our food with them, shared our village with them, and in the night, they attacked."
Jeez. So, did you ever find out who they really were?
V is silent a moment. Roll persuasion. Mm-hmm. They seem a little bit reluctant to keep talking. Like maybe it gets more emotionally painful the more that they talk.
Ooh, 11.
Can
I have an inspiration point?
Oh, yeah.
We've been using those in a long time.
Go for it.
Is that a reroll or is that a plus d6?
Let's do plus d6. Maybe we can get to a point where we just decide from here on out it's just a straight reroll, because that is kind of nice to just be able to reroll the whole die.
So that's just a 14 then. That brings me up to a 14.
Okay. They say, "I don't know who they really were, other than liars they and murderers. That's how I got this. And they, that scar that's going down their eye, they say that night it was my job to protect the princess. And I did.
She's here. She's fine.
Yeah. And I don't know who they really were, but if I ever met them again, I would make them pay.
And they came here specifically to wreak havoc.
Yes. I believe so. The king and the queen fought as well. They were just... And then, now you can start getting angry. They just attacked people. They weren't even trying to take things and run. They were specifically attacking us.
People.
Did they say anything specific or have any markings on them or anything? A brand?
V shoots you a look. I did see on one of them a marking, yeah.
Yeah, was it like three triangles?
The air, whoop, gets tense, and they lean in and they say, "How did you know that?"
We share a common enemy.
Zendaya.
And like, ugh, the chills just went up my spine. Mm-hmm. And they they register that with you and they say,
Zendaya. False god.
Zendaya.
Or maybe someone who was misunderstood. We don't really know exactly yet. But they not only are responsible for, obviously, your family's death, but also destroying Silvale. For almost destroying Felix's town, trying to kill me repeatedly, and honestly is why we had to rehouse Kildora's seed, which is here, and I show them my hand.
It almost sounds like they tried to do the same thing that they did in Silvale. Do you think maybe they didn't know where the seed was planted?
Maybe.
And so they assumed that it might have been here?
I think they didn't know how to get it.
With so much magic, druid magic here, they might have made the assumption that Kildora's temple was here first.
And you're saying these people are after you?
Well, I guess they are now, yeah.
It seems that their method is to weaken the connection between gods and their worshiper.
Mm-hmm. And therefore the connection from gods to the planet, to their home. So if they burned down the entire... They trapped everyone in Silvale inside of buildings and then burned them down. Everyone.
This is like a lot for them to take in, and you see that they're gripping the table very tightly. Their knuckles are turning white. I have to go talk to the king.
You can do... We'll hang out with Kat. Nothing will happen to her on my watch.
Promise. And they immediately stand up and like mark book it over to where the king and the queen live. Princess Thea, you and Kat are sitting at your own table, I think. So you're with Kat and you're sitting at a table together and you're both kind of like picking at your rations, I think. And you, Kat is just like, she's like picking at her food and then maybe like plays with her hair and steals a glance at you and then looks back down at her food and... Did you sleep well?
I think so. Did you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. Sleep is good.
So good.
You know, I'm gonna be honest. I'm a little bit conflicted right now because really, really feel like I should be doing the responsible thing and asking you lots of questions about our mission and stuff. But also, I kind of just want to know about you.
Oh, okay. What do you want to know?
Well, I don't know. I guess I just, I think you're really pretty and smart and cute, and I like you a lot.
You say that, Princess Thea, and you can almost feel like the heat radiating off of Kat's face as their ears kind of go back and they blush and they play more with their food and they she looks at you and then looks back down her food and she says, "Oh, I'm sorry.
Should I think you're pretty too?"
I didn't mean to shout. I'm so sorry. That was so awkward. I'm so sorry. I just meant to say that, I feel the same way.
See, it's just, beaming. Really?
Oh, my God. Yes, your hair is so beautiful. And
hair?
Yeah. You've got that, all that cool... your eyes are really pretty and your smile. And I'm talking too much. I should stop.
No, I
talk too much when I'm nervous and I'm so, so sorry about it.
I make you nervous?
Yeah.
It's okay. You make me nervous too. I mean, in a good way. Because I enjoy your company and, I just... What did she write? What did she write?
What is happening?
What did she write?
I really want to know too.
What is it? She wrote the letters R, U, and then single.
The question.
These are
the questions you ask.
Rebecca's trying to give.
We want to know.
The dating advice. From off camera.
Yeah. I just want to help this awkward teen.
Help you. Yeah, and Delilah will be of no assistance.
Yeah.
Doesn't even notice it's a thing.
It's so painful.
It's so amazing to finally meet someone who I feel like gets me,
Ditto, and I feel like I can trust you.
I feel like I can trust you too.
That's cool. I don't really know how to do this because I haven't really done this before. I mean, not that we're doing anything,
right? But if we were, I also haven't done anything before.
Oh, you haven't?
If we were doing anything.
Okay. Really? Because Can I ask you a really personal question? And you've seemed a little touchy around a certain subject, and I just want to know because you seem, I don't know, scared or embarrassed, and I don't want you to feel that way. And I was just wondering if you could you tell me what that carving in the tree was about?
Her blush, it gets darker, but also she kind of sat her shoulders sag a little bit, and she goes a little bit inward, you feel, and she says, "Oh, yeah, that."
Well, I really don't want to pry.
Roll persuasion with advantage because she has a crush on you.
Gross. Gross means cute in my language for the listeners. It's fine.
True.
It's because I don't know how to take a compliment. It's fine.
It's fine means it's not fine.
It's fine. It's fine. It's not fine. What did I got a 14. I didn't do it with advantage.
Yeah.
So I'd have to roll another one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
you
hold on.
Take whichever one's.
Persuasion. Goodness. 18.
Hey.
Cool. So I'm just going to say, I really don't want to push. And I don't care if you liked somebody before me, because how could you not? I mean, we're we're grownish. We've been alive for a few years and sometimes that happens and that's totally okay. I just, you seem scared, and that makes me scared, and I just want to make sure you're okay.
She looks up when you say that, and you can tell in her eyes that she's touched, that you feel concerned for her, and she says, "I'm okay. You remember my friend that I told you about that I thought might have been hurt by Luminary?
Yeah.
Well, she's someone I met when the people from Arsington were here in the forest with us. And we were our friends.
Okay.
But we're not, with them being not allowed in the forest and stuff, I'm not supposed to talk to her. And it's kind of complicated. I don't want you to think that I've never, and she seems to really, and... Oh, this is so awkward.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to make you...
No, no, no. It's okay. I felt really flattered when she told me how she felt about me, but I don't know how I feel back.
Okay. That makes sense.
I've just never with anyone before, and it was exciting and fun, and I really like her still, but I also really like you, and I would like to get to know you more. but I also still care about her and I want to make sure she's okay and, you know, that her family and everyone is okay. And so I just don't really know what to do.
That makes a lot of sense. But hey, as of today, you are kind of your own boss. So I don't think technically anybody can tell you who you're allowed to talk to.
Oh my God, that's so, that's so much pressure.
That's not pressure. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean like in a, you know, it's the first day. You don't have to be perfect and you never have to be perfect. You're a person and you try your best and that's what matters. And I just mean you get to kind of decide who you want to be and how you want to move forward.
But what if I don't know who I am yet or what I want?
I mean, I'm only 16, but from the grown-ups that I've seen, I'm not sure that anybody ever really knows exactly who they are or what they want. I think you just have to kind of follow your intuition and trust yourself. You've got really good instincts and you're a good person and you care about people. I know that you will make the right decisions. And if you do make the wrong decisions, I know that you'll fix it.
Half the time, I just feel like a total klutz and a total screw up. I can't even get the forest to wake up.
I mean, that's not you though. I think that's Zendaya.
That's the person that you said was after you that attacked us, right?
Yeah,
when you sent the displacer beasts and the imps.
Yeah, she's not a god. She, some people call her the false god, but she's an agent of chaos, is what I can gather, and she's trying to skew the world towards darkness. And this has been happening all over the place where magic is being sapped out of places or places are being poisoned. And I don't think it's you. I really don't. And you're going to go with Delalia today, right? To try and wake up the forest.
Yeah. Maybe with her help, we can do it together.
I mean, she's basically got Kildora living inside her, so.
Right? Oh my gosh. Like, wow. Hey, thank you, Thea. I really appreciate you saying all those nice things about me. I do not feel that way, like, ever, but it really makes me feel good to know that you believe in me.
I do believe in you, and I have a little bit of, my friends have been teasing me, and I was trying to be cool. But I have never really been good at being cool. So I guess I should just tell you,
you're the coolest person I've ever met. Seriously.
Really?
Yeah. The way that you guys and your friends just like swooped in and like you were casting those spells, you were amazing. And then you come in here and you're so confident and so smart. And I wish I was more like you.
Honestly, I don't feel confident or smart most of the time. I usually feel like a klutzy screw up. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So maybe you're doing better than you think.
Maybe.
Anywho, I still have a pretty big crush on you.
Their ears like stand on end, like tweet, tweet, tweet. And she doesn't look at you because she's so embarrassed, but she looks away and she says, that's...
I didn't mean to. I'm sorry.
I have a crush on you too. And it's just like she shouts it. Everyone hears it. Felix and Delalia.
Seems like it's going well.
Yeah, it's going real well over there.
I can't believe I just shouted that out loud. Oh my gosh, she must think I'm such a crazy person.
Honestly, this is turning into one of my best days of my entire life. So this is going pretty good. Pretty good.
Hey, maybe we should go wake up the forest now, yeah? That's a good, yeah?
Cool. Okay. Yeah, we could totally, all right. Yep. Or, well, you know, good talk.
Yep.
High five.
And you missed. Wait, no, roll athletics. Roll athletics. Or dexterity. Athletics or dexterity. And I'll just roll a straight.
I got an 18. Oh, wait, I did that as a save. Never mind. That doesn't count.
I would take it.
There. That's it's 15. A 15.
She got a 15 too.
It's true love.
You guys are both kind of a little off, but boop,
you still actually hit each other's hand.
Aww. It's like half hand hit. Mm-hmm. It's not great.
It's half hand, and then you kind of like hold each other's hands a little bit. And you see that the heart of the forest from underneath her dress starts to like glow brighter. And around her feet, you see that like little flowers are starting to bloom.
Well, I think you're going to be able to wake up the forest today. Huh? Look at your...
Whoa. And she kind of like steps away. Like she's like, what's going on?
Go.
And it's just a little patch of like greenery and flowers right where you guys were standing. It encircled you both.
Cute. Well, I think those two made some real progress today.
That's good. You know, we do have stuff to do, but great start.
Yeah. Thanks. That's okay. Well, you know, I'm really good luck with the forest. I'll be here, I guess.
You're not gonna come with us?
I thought you guys were going by yourselves.
Why would we do that?
No. I don't know. Okay, then I'll definitely. I mean, I can come.
Yeah,
if you want me there,
that would be great. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come on, Hilda and Dashing. Let's go.
Hilda. Okay. Do I have to go?
No.
Says Hilda.
Hilda, why don't you stay here and
with Perkins.
With Perkins and learn things.
I forgot he was here.
I don't need a babysitter. I know you don't need a babysitter,
but like Perkins
like
might.
Not to be rude, but you were captured once and I'm worried about you and I care about you. So stop.
And also Perkins is really, really nice.
Yeah. And he teaches kids. And
everybody roll insight.
Other ones.
And other ones.
And other ones.
Or you could go to Arsington.
I got an 18.
12.
Well, Delalia knows everything.
You all rolled pretty well. Felix, you can tell that Hilda's kind of being a little bit like teenage angsty.
Yeah, she's grumpy.
And I would say Princess Thea and Delalia, you guys kind of both get the vibe that when you remind her that she was kidnapped, like that she seems to get like just like annoyed by that. And you think that like she seems to be exhibiting some angst that might be stemming from the fact that she's had some pretty traumatic events happen as of late.
That's fair. Yep. You know what?
Can I go to Arsington? You guys just said that I could like go to the... I really do that? They seem like cool people.
Yes, but please check in for lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, check in for lunch. Okay. And just be safe. I think they seem like nice people. I just, you know, we're in a strange place and I trust you. I think you are a very, very competent young woman and I'm very glad to have you by our side. And also, we want to make sure that you are safe.
Are you guys not going there? I thought you were going there.
We're going to go awaken the forest and then probably pop by there. Yeah.
Okay. Hey. Well, then I can be there and then you guys will meet me there.
Sure.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
I really want to see Auglin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I want to make sure he's okay.
Sure. That's good. I'll walk you out. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm going to walk her out and I'm going to hand her the dagger. My dagger.
Oh, thank God. I was about to hand her a dagger.
And she looks at it and looks at you and she says... For me?
For you. But listen, do not be waving it around because it can just as easily be used against you. This is for last resort. So use it responsibly and then maybe even ask that one carpenter guy in Arsington if he can help you learn how to use it or something because I'm sure he likes to throw.
Sparkle Ward.
Yeah, Sparkle Ward. Yeah.
Okay.
He'll just check in with Sparkle Ward too and just say, hey, have this thing... I bet he'd be flattered.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
Thank you, Delalia.
Hey, I care about you, okay?
She hugs you.
Delalia does that thing when you hug someone that's like not huggy and they're like, and then like it. You know, one of those moments. Okay.
I'll meet you there.
All right. Her heart grew 3 sizes. Yeah.
Okay. Congrats.
And Hilda heads off.
Hilda heads off and we just see a hawk come down and pick her up and carry her off.
No. Yeah.
No.
It worked so hard to get her back.
Damn it.
So you guys gather together. It is Delalia, Felix, Princess Thea, Kat. V hasn't come back yet.
Yeah.
But Perkins is still there and is still interested, it seems, in spending some time with Delalia and Dashing.
Great. Let's go.
And you head off into the forest. Kat shows you Delalia. She says, so usually before... This year, it was easier to awaken the forest. All I had to do was really just think about wanting to do it. And I, you know, can't do it all at the same time. Obviously, maybe that's not obvious. I don't know. But like this time lately, as I've been trying to do it, it's like it'll start and then it'll just kind of go back to being asleep again.
Hmm. Okay. Well, can you try something for me? And it might not work, but let's see. Maybe if we all hold hands and put our intention into it together, and instead of focusing on exactly what you want, focus on everything being right. Like, focus on the things being what they are already, because what they are right now is exactly how they should be. And what they're doing next is exactly what they should be doing next.
Okay.
Trying to force something might scare it off a little bit and put too much pressure on you, right?
Yeah.
So think about instead the air and that brown stick. And if you hear a bird go by, the sound of the wind on its wings and everything else. And as we do that, we'll all also be fueling that understanding of the world around us with the intention of awakening your forest.
Okay.
Okay.
Sia's gonna take her hand and do one of those interlacy finger things and say, I know you can do this.
And so I hold hands with Thea and I put a hand next to me and hold on to Perkins's hand.
And Perkins, Felix, I'm just gonna say you're standing next to Perkins because you guys are about the same height and you notice that he's like, whew.
No, for Pete's sake.
Quite delighted to be holding hands with Delalia. A little blushy.
It's all good. Felix is going to sit out of this one.
Okay.
I'd feel more comfortable watching just because I'm like...
protecting us.
Yeah, because I don't like the idea of both you and the princess just out there open in the woods with nobody actually watching. Because if he was here, it'd be one thing. But it just makes me a little nervous. I just don't want to get jumped.
I can't believe he actually let me go off with you guys. By
I don't think we intended myself, that to
they must happen. They must really trust you guys.
Well, they're probably going to be pretty pissed when they find out that we're out here with them. But that's okay.
Yeah, probably.
They know where to find us. Okay, so...
okay.
And I think that I'm going to start breathing the like loud yogic breathing like I did when I was teaching Thea to meditate, trying, you know, like encouraging everyone to breathe with us. Looking rudely at Felix when he doesn't want to do it and like making him breathe with us too.
And breathing, I'm breathing.
And I dashing too, just like making eye contact with everyone like you do aggressively when you're about to take a shot together. Like, and
we're doing this.
Yeah, we're doing this. And we all start breathing and I think that, you know, I'm good at this at this point. Like, Delalia is going to infuse it with some a lot more intention than she was encouraging Kat to, just because she thinks some of Kat's intention's getting in the way a little bit at this point.
Hi.
Not that it's her fault, because it's not.
Everybody roll something. Everybody who's participating roll something like nature or arcana. Since there's not like a specific spell that is being cast, I'll roll for Kat and see how she does. I'm going to give her advantage because Thea's holding her hand.
You distracted little hormonal teenager.
I got an 8.
Yeah, you were. I
guess I must have been distracted by her very soft little hands.
Kat got a 17.
Well,
what
she's
did you
doing
get?
Great.
Well, I rolled animal handling.
What did you get? Animal handling.
There's two of them right here.
Oh my word!
On either side. Okay, I'll roll something else.
Well, actually, Kelsey, since you have the power of the goddess inside you, I'm gonna say you can pretty easily like infuse. You know. So as you are all breathing, as you folks are all breathing together, Felix, you witness as the ground beneath their feet begins to grow grassy and flowers start to bloom. You see that trees are starting to wake up just like within this circular area, and it seems to be working. You see that Delalia, as she uses this power, you see that bark, that green, kind of just like it's progressing. The more she uses it, the more it shows up. So you see it starting to creep up like on her cheek. You see Kat's necklace is also glowing. The heart of the forest is glowing. Delalia, yeah, you are tapped into this. You're attuned to this power inside you now. And you can feel it too. Like, you can feel as your skin starts to turn like into this greenish. It's the texture change too. So it's not just like alphaba. It's like a textured, like almost like ferns. And then how I should probably better describe it is that the fresh change is like a green textured fern type. And then where it originally started at your fingers, like the older it is, the more like bark it is. Does that make sense?
So you can feel that too. I'll also say that as you are doing this, you can feel the magic from the heart of the forest cat has like infusing into the ground around her. Now that you are actively trying to awaken this forest with her, you feel that you are putting energy into the ground, and Kat seems to be trying to pull energy out, like to pull magic up from the earth. Even though she has like a source of it around her neck, she seems to be reaching for something that isn't there, and you're putting magic in, is what I'll say is what it feels like.
So it doesn't feel like it's working.
It feels like what you're doing is working, since you have this vast well of magic inside of you. But the way Kat is reaching out with her magic, she seems to be reaching for something that maybe she thinks is there or once was there, but isn't anymore. And so that's, you can assume that might be why she's having some trouble, is that like she's trying to pull something out, but there's not a deep enough well of magic in this forest to be able to support what she's trying to do.
So would it be worth telling her to stop, or is it not hurting anything that she's doing that?
It doesn't seem to be hurting anything, but you remember how when she tried before, it would like happen and then it would kind of go back a little bit. You can tell that there's a problem. Something is not quite right.
And Felix sees the bark and she's changing, and like he like instinctively runs to like tell her, like grab her arm and like, you know, snap her out of it. But then he's like, she'll yell at me if I do that. But he knows this is important. Let her do it. But he's also like, ooh, that doesn't look good.
Do I get the understanding that I'm going to be able to do this today?
You can tell that with the size of this forest, that you alone, even with all your power, you do not think that you can wake up this whole forest by yourself without totally being consumed by this god seed. So you alone won't be able to do it on your own.
Okay. Then I think that I'll be pushing and sending out the tendrils of the magic and just like feeling it go, and it feels good at first. And it sort of gets away from me a little bit because it wants to be in there.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you know, and it gets away from me, and then I realize it's more than I can handle and it's more than I have. And so I slowly like withdraw it as much as I can. And I know that there's only so much of that I can do. So I would assume that some of it will be left here in the ground, and there might be a green area or whatever, but that I can't do the whole thing. And I think that Delilah, you know, probably has sweat on her brow and is like really disappointed that it couldn't happen. Like, feels really, really disappointed in herself that it cannot work.
And I think maybe everyone's energy kind of, we all exhale, and a cat like opens her eyes and looks around, and she's like, well, did we do that? Is this, did we do it?
It's,
well, you kind of did it.
It's Kat, I respect you, and I'm going to tell you the truth.
Okay.
Something's wrong.
Yeah.
You know something's wrong.
Yeah.
It's not you. You have not done anything.
Okay.
We have to fix this together.
Delilah.
And it's not going to happen right this second.
So how do we fix it, though? How do we waken up? How do we awaken the forest?
I think you know the answer to that.
Yeah. We have to plant the god seed. And we're going to.
Really?
At sundown today.
Really?
Yeah.
Kat, like, runs up to you, Delilah, and she throws her arms around you, and she says, thank you, thank you, thank you. I know that you didn't want to, but, like, I appreciate it so much, and I know that I just want you to know. I shouldn't have hugged you without asking. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. You can hug
me. Thank you. I want to help. I want to do whatever I can to help, because this will... I feel like it's my responsibility, and I should be able to do this. I should be able to do this. And I'm sorry.
We have to get some answers today, or it might not work. We might not be able to fix it unless everyone is honest with us.
Okay.
And that means your parents. It means you. It means the people of Arsington. It means your grandmother. And it might very well also mean that when we start working on this tonight, that everyone gets attacked. That is a possibility here, and I just want to be honest with you. I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know that Zendaya is not going to give up easy.
Oh. And she looks back at you, Thea, thinking about the conversation you two had, and she says, okay.
I respect you taking some time today if you want to think about it first.
No, I want to do this. I want to help my people. I want to help everyone. I want to do this. If you were willing to do that, I want to do anything I can to help. And she looks at Thea and like kind of nods, like, I want to be brave.
You are. We're going to figure this out. Do you want to start with investigating the food situation or?
Well, we've got a little time before we said we were going to meet Hilda in at the camp. So I think, let's go back. We said we'd go back after the breakfast rush was over. So we'll go back to the larder and see what they've got going on.
Okay. Yeah, they should be done by now.
V shared some of their story today, and that honestly offered a whole lot of insight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, really? What did V say?
So
I just agreed without knowing. It was
fine. So V's parents
talked about
with
you. Mm-hmm. Wow, they don't really like to talk about that.
They were the whole town was attacked, much like what happened in Silvale, but it was less planned out. It was more of just a willy nilly attack. And
was it Zendaya?
Yeah, they had the tattoos.
Okay, we need to prepare the town. We need to prepare the village.
So that's why V's not with us right now. It's not necessarily because they trusted us that much as much as they wanted to go talk to King Ward.
Okay, let's figure out the larder issue. Let's get everybody prepared. Mm-hmm. We need to get Hilda to safety. We have to keep her safe.
We have to keep her as safe as we have to keep everyone else here.
I know, but she's our responsibility. We brought her here. She shouldn't even be here.
Why do you think she's here in the first place?
Because she was kidnapped by an evil...
Why was she kidnapped?
Zendaya.
So...
What does she want with Hilda?
Right? Who effing knows, man? Like, that's where we're at. Either Hilda's really bad, which I've been told is not the case. I know. Kids are always great.
Hilda was the one, and then Oglin was the other one, and they were both kidnapped?
And a little fiddle fair kid.
But he didn't make it.
No, yeah, he did.
Oh, wait, but one of them didn't.
There was another kid that didn't make it.
Pierre fiddle fair made it.
Pierre made it. Sorry.
But, not Pipsqueak fiddle fair made it. Yeah. So someone from, Oglin was from around here, and then Hilda was from
Highgard.
Where you're from.
Yeah.
Yes.
So they were both kidnapped from different places.
Far apart.
Yeah, and brought to Felix's hometown in an abandoned mine.
And other people had been captured there and perished, honestly.
Yeah.
And from down on the ground, Dashing says,
oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I've kind of been thinking about that.
Fucking terrified. I'm like, what is it?
I know. A rumbling begins.
So I know that sometimes you guys forget I'm here because I'm on the ground. Ramsey, if I could just, and he hops up onto Ramsey. I've been thinking about that. And maybe two things. One thing. So Hilda was taken from Highgard.
Yeah.
Oglin was taken from the camp.
Right.
Pipsqueak was taken from Wonder Trundle.
Yeah.
So like three different places.
Yes.
We know Zendaya's behind it somehow.
Three things. Three triangles.
That's a thing. I hadn't even thought about. That's a third thing. Three. Okay. So what if like it's less about the people and more about like what happens when people go missing, right? I went missing.
Trying to cause strife and causing people to go. And I just spoke to my mother this last night. And apparently, Highgardians are out in the forest, maybe starting wars.
Oh, no.
Oh, fuck.
Yep. I mean, of course, logically.
Yeah, I mean, that tracks.
They think that Thea's gone. They think that Dashing is gone. So they're coming to get you. That actually makes sense.
And so now,
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
This is all my fault.
No.
It's
Zendaya's fault.
Okay.
It's Dashing's fault, if anyone's. Are you listening?
Well, he got captured after running into.
Yeah. Okay. It's my fault. If anyone's wrong, it's my fault. I'll own up to it. I was trying to be the prince and fight the big monster and be the hero everyone wants me to be. But yeah, I fucked up. I got kidnapped. I had to be rescued, and then I was turned into a little bunny.
Yeah.
That's my story, he says to Kat and Perkins. That's who I am. Wow. Yeah, that's can what I was
just
thinking.
Say, can we just take a moment to that the growth that
has, was big.
That was big.
Hey man, that was big.
Really proud of you.
Thanks. I'm working on myself a lot. Hoping one day that this fur will turn back into human flesh.
Well, maybe someday you'll get like antlers and stuff. Wings.
Maybe. I mean, pretty that cool. would be pretty cool.
Really good.
And then he says, oh, and second thing. Wait, actually, what is the second thing? Emma has to do this.
So sorry. We're just like interrupting her. Also, Kelsey, I really like your nose ring.
Second thing. What's that? And he points like a little ways away from you. Delalia, you are a ranger. Delalia, you look over. You can all look over to where he's pointing. And if you look closer, Delalia, you'd see that there's some greenery. And at first glance, you might think that it was just part of what you guys just did. But Felix, you could probably attest since you watched what happened. This piece of greenery is separate from what they were doing. And it looks to be like just like a straight line of greenery going in both directions, like just a long line of green, or just like a little very 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 faint, like you wouldn't have noticed it. He probably only noticed it because he's on literally on the ground, but it's just like a flower some grass trailing off one direction away from Haven and then the other direction back towards Haven.
What
is that? The path Hilda went?
No, that's not the path she took.
What do we think that is?
I have no idea.
I bet there's some answers at the end of it.
In that direction?
Or in that direction?
Or in that direction.
Let's go that direction.
Are we going to split up, stick together?
No, whenever we split up, somebody almost dies.
And narratively not great.
No.
Cool.
I mean...
we only have so much time.
All right, D, this is your thing. What's the
We're going
plan?
Away from Haven first. We're going to go back toward Haven. We have questions to fulfill there anyway, and we don't want to get further away from B. That would be effed up.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a good idea. Okay, let's go back to Haven.
Yeah. Learn that political mind from you, man.
Wait, me?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yes. Okay.
Is anybody else having a hard time getting used to making eye contact again?
Yeah.
Yes.
I love it.
I'm rarely doing it.
I'm glad I get to actually see your faces now.
I love it, but it's also like weird.
So one last thing before we finish for tonight. As you guys are walking back to Haven, Felix or Thea, let's see. Thea, you saw the picture. You are walking back to Haven, and I think Kat maybe is kind of walking and talking with Delalia for a moment, so that she's not involved with Princess Thea for a hot second.
I get it. She's scared now.
You notice that Perkins seems to be looking a little down. And as you guys are walking, he doesn't have his usual pep in his step.
Hey, Perkins, what's going on? You look a little forlorn. You want to talk?
Oh, thank you for noticing, Princess. That's very sweet of you. I was just remembering the attack that they were talking about earlier. The attack on Haven. It was a very sad day.
Perkins, I'm sorry if this is really nosy of me, but I bumped into a picture when I was in your house, and it's fine. The picture is fine.
Okay.
But I saw somebody with you that looked very much like you. Did you have a brother?
And Perkins smiles a little bit, and he says, yes, I had a twin.
He was your twin?
Yes, fraternal. We're not identical, but we were.
Yeah, no, that much was obvious.
Yeah, yes, he took after our mother a little bit more than I did. Yes, Edmund, my brother, we lost him in that night as well.
I'm so sorry. I can't imagine what that must be like.
Oh, it's very much like losing the other half of your soul. But I'm sorry. I don't mean to be such a downer. I know there's much, much going on today. Much more to think about right now. And of course, he's with me in here. And he touches his heart.
We will find justice for him. I promise.
Thank you, princess. That would mean a lot to me, all of us, really.
We won't let you down.
He pats you on the arm and he says, perhaps when this is all over, we can sit down and enjoy a nice slice of pie. That sounds nice right now.
Yeah, pie. Mm-hmm. I do love... Yep. Well, I guess we'll just keep on walking then.
And you guys... Oh, Felix?
I was just going to say, can... yeah. Felix...
Felix can overhear.
Well, not that conversation. Okay. But could he, like he just kind of like tugs on Delilah's sleeve real quick.
Okay. And Kat kind of goes up ahead and meets up with Thea and Perkins.
And Felix, he kind of whispers, not really, but a little bit. And he's, are you okay?
I mean, you know, considering.
You look awful.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome. I don't think you should use your magic again until this is over. Like, don't do that again. You're clearly running out of time. If something happens, don't use it. Please.
It sort of depends on the something.
It took over so much more of you so fast. It's getting worse. We only have until sunset. Just can you refrain from using it?
I'll try.
Okay. Okay.
I hear you, man.
Okay.
Freaking out. And you all follow the trail.
No one cares.
Well, I care.
Just distracted.
Delilah, you're loved. Really? Yeah. You've got two moms, a whole group of animal friends, non-animal friends.
Those are first.
You all follow this trail back towards Haven. And as you draw near to the town, you're passing houses. You follow this trail through the forest all the way to the back of the larder.
Mother trucker.
What does this mean? Who is stealing the food from Haven's pantry? And will Delavia be able to plant the godseed in time? We'll find out next time on Spellbound. Spellbound is brought to you by our wonderfully supportive patrons on Patreon. A big thank you to our top-tier patrons, The Dude, The Parkers, Laura Carter, Julie Vaughn, Ryan Botwinick-Caruza, Sean-Pierre Ringgold, Kat Harker, Nick Price, and Wizard Lucas. Until next time.
I love also, what do you think Nacreous Gale's cutie mark is?
Oh, they get cutie marks?
What's a
it's
cutie
what,
mark?
It's what it my little ponies have on their butts.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
What do you think
is it? Is
it
a wind?
A wind. You know? Mm-hmm.
Maybe like a swirly wind or like, yeah. Like a little, maybe like a little twister or something.
Oh,
but I
maybe
feel
a
like
twister.
It would have something playful with it too.
It'd be yeah. Like a
I
like
was
a
thinking it'd be
twister.
A wind with a point on the end, so it's like a toot.
I like that.
I was like, oopsies. You know, like that kind of.
Oh, that's why he got that name. Just a farty little pony.
Hey, Chris,
oh, this boy's got a gale in there.